Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. For years now, experts have demonstrated that expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act to cover uninsured people who are ineligible under current guidelines and who can't qualify for a subsidy in the private market would save lives and money. Unfortunately, thus far, North Carolina remains one of the 12 holdout states that have continued to ignore this research. A new report, however, adds still another compelling argument for expansion, helping kids. According to research from experts at Georgetown University, expanding Medicaid to cover more adults helps improve the health outcomes for their children. And recently I talked to one of the experts behind the report, Professor Adam Searing.
Welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you with us.
It's always great to be here, Rob. Thanks for having me.
So a new report from the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University, your health policy institute. The report is entitled, Children Are Left Behind When States Fail to Expand Medicaid. Explain that to us, because isn't Medicaid about expanding care for adults?
Well, that's right, Rob, but I think the title of this report says it all. When you fail to expand Medicaid for adults, it also hurts children. And what we found in this report, the sort of top finding, is that states that haven't expanded Medicaid have seen their child uninsured rate rise at nearly three times the rate of states that have expanded Medicaid.
Wow.
So a lot more kids uninsured in states that haven't expanded.
So in general, the trend's not been a good one the last few years, especially during the Trump years, that we have seen a small increase in the rate of uninsured children, but that rate is going up much faster in the, I guess there's about a dozen states left that have yet to expand Medicaid for adults?
Exactly right. The dozen states are left. They're centered mainly in the South.
North Carolina.
And North Carolina is one of them. Exactly right. And there are four states where that have the 80-90% of the people who would benefit from expansion, and the most children who would benefit from expansion. In North Carolina is one of them, along with Texas, Georgia, and Florida.
So even though North Carolina has done a good job in past years, and you used to play a role in that here in North Carolina, of getting our kids insured through children's health insurance and getting them covered by Medicaid, we still have something like 142,000 kids who aren't insured in this state, and that is in part attributable to the fact that their parents aren't insured, and I guess it then follows that the parents just aren't as connected to the healthcare system and don't. I mean, is that how we explain this?
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple. You know, you think about when you sign up for your insurance or your job, if you're lucky enough to have, you know, your employer offering your health insurance, you have an option of enrolling your kids as well. And, you know, if you have the option, most people will do that. And it's affordable.
Right.
That's not true for everybody. But same is true in Medicaid. If you're getting your health insurance through Medicaid and you have the opportunity to sign up through Medicaid, you will also have the opportunity to sign up your kids. And kids are actually already eligible in most states when someone's signing up for Medicaid as a parent. So we call it the welcome mat effect. You come in to sign up for Medicaid and you realize your kids can get coverage too.
Now, as a general rule, it's very hard for adults to get Medicaid coverage, right? I mean, you have to be really poor and be a parent, basically, to get coverage for yourself in the current environment.
Exactly right, Rob. In the non-expansion states, the 12 left, the 12 holdouts, mostly in the South, the only way you can get Medicaid as an adult is to have kids, unless you have a serious disability. And in North Carolina, your income also has to be very low. You can't make more than about $8,905 per year for a family of three people. So your income has to be below that, you know, around $9,000 a year to even qualify. Yes, so and that's not your individual income, that's your family income. So it really is, very few people qualify, very few parents qualify. So we're talking when Medicaid expands, it's a lot of parents who get coverage. It's a lot of adults who don't have kids get covered too. And these are mostly people who are working, but they just can't get coverage to their job. They're working at a gas station, they're working at the hotel, that's where they are.
Right, maybe working at a minimum wage job and just trying to eke by. And there's obviously no way someone in that position is going to be able to go out and independently purchase health insurance without some sort of subsidy or assistance. I mean, it's literally impossible.
Exactly right. And this situation was created when the Affordable Care Act was passed. Originally, the states were all mandated to expand coverage under Medicaid for their lowest income people. These are the people we're talking about here. But the Supreme Court made that optional for states. And so while, you know, 39 states now in DC have expanded coverage under Medicaid, there are these 12 holdout states, mostly in the South, and North Carolina continues to hold out.
That number of holdout states is shrinking. We even have seen ballot initiatives, right? Even in some pretty conservative states where the voters have said, we think we'd like to have this Medicaid expansion as well.
Yes, there are a number of states that are very conservative that have decided to expand Medicaid, either legislatively or through these ballot initiatives. That's the ironic thing about Medicaid expansion. When you ask voters, do you think that we poor people in these income ranges we're talking about should be able to get coverage through Medicaid, they have strong support for that concept. Whether they're a Democrat, whether they're a Republican, whether they live in a rural area, whether they live in the city, many people understand the importance of health insurance. It really is the state, the ideological opposition, and frankly, racial animus of some in state legislatures to expanding coverage. So when you see very conservative states like just happened a few months ago in Missouri and Oklahoma, where voters approved Medicaid expansions in very conservative states, with, I might add, well-funded campaigns against expansion being waged, that says to me, look, this doesn't have to be a partisan issue. This doesn't have to be something that we fight about. It's something that everyone should agree on.
We're talking with Professor Adam Searing of Georgetown University about a new study that looks at the impact of Medicaid expansion on helping health coverage for kids. Another factor, of course, in Medicaid expansion that doesn't have to do directly with kids, but one that's also gotten a lot of attention recently, is the whole issue of the benefit for hospitals, particularly struggling rural hospitals that may have burdens of large amounts of uncompensated care they're providing to people. It seems that in the states that have expanded Medicaid, better results for those hospitals.
That's exactly right. And in fact, you all here in North Carolina, I'm so happy to say, have this great resource at the University of North Carolina, the Rural Health Research Program, that looks at exactly this issue. And they examine which, you know, how many rural hospitals are out there, what the stressors are on them, and how many are closing. And you just take a look at their data, and there are more rural hospitals closing in states that haven't expanded Medicaid. Now, the, you know, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize if you have more uninsured people, especially in rural areas of a state, that makes it harder for hospitals to stay open and pay their bills.
Now, another thing that's happening right now, of course, is that the fight to expand Medicaid is not over. There are new efforts in Washington to, if you will, further sweeten the pot for holdout states like North Carolina and make it, frankly, an offer they simply can't refuse. They sometimes, it's argued here in North Carolina, that because they might have to pay a small percentage of the cost of expanding Medicaid, the federal government might pay 90%, but that 10% would be so burdensome. Now we've got new inducements, right, that are being considered in the federal relief package that's under consideration in Washington.
Yes, that's right. These inducements that are being considered in the COVID relief package to try and get states to expand Medicaid are the biggest we've seen in a decade. The federal government really wants people to have health insurance, especially during a pandemic. They would really like these final holdout states to expand Medicaid. And they're saying, look, not only we will pay for your share, which is about 10% of the total cost. The federal government already pays 90% of the cost. They're saying, okay, we'll pay 100% of the cost for you to expand Medicaid. And on top of that, we're going to give you, you know, hundreds of millions, or for some states, in the case of billions, of extra dollars. And you can do other stuff with that too. So, for example, you could address you know, giving bonuses to teachers, or you could go ahead and address some of the waiting lists for you know, folks with serious disabilities who need help under the Medicaid program. And so there are a lot of things that states can do. I think it's going to be very hard for states to turn down this money, you know, provided that bill passes in its current form in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, the number I saw was something on the order of, $2.4 billion over a couple of years flowing to North Carolina.
That's exactly right. There's a number of different there are different ways to calculate this, but any way you calculate it, it's going to be, you know, for North Carolina, it's going to be over a couple billion dollars. So, you know, that pays for the costs of the state share of expanding coverage, plus significantly more for the state to invest in, you know, other healthcare programs, you know, other parts of the economy. I think what the federal government is saying, look, we know we want to, you know, we want to provide stimulus to the states, but we want to do it in a way that people gain health coverage, what they really need, especially in these times.
Well, Adam Searing, thanks so much for this study. It's an important one. People should check it out. It's Children Are Left Behind When States Fail to Expand Medicaid. It's a report from the Center for Children and Families at the Georgetown University Health Policy Institute. I know, Adam, when you and I were talking about this issue many years ago when President Obama signed the law, we probably couldn't have imagined it would have taken this long to get North Carolina on board, but maybe 2021 will finally be the year. Maybe studies like this will help.
Many studies and much effort, especially by advocates at the state level, can make this happen. But we're moving in that direction. Let's hope that the final holdout states come along.
Thanks for all the work, and we'll talk again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Always a pleasure.
Coming up next, an update on the battles over redistricting and voting rights with one of North Carolina's leading advocates. Stay with us.